This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Lovers of all things vintage can head to Western Massachusetts this weekend to the Brimfield Antique Show. It's the largest flea market in the country, bursting with time-worn treasures. Producer Mira Sharma spent the day there yesterday and returned with a few treasures and voices from the show.
You know, water pumps. $150 for a tall one with the all cast iron, all the
My name is Bill Ziobro. I'm from Sturbridge, Massachusetts. The Antique Show is a junker or antiquer Super Bowl. What you have are collectors of everything and anything that you can find or would want.
I'm Carol Hallsdorf, and I'm from Bristol, Connecticut. Let's see, I'm selling glass, and paper, postcards, ads, and furniture, and all kinds of stuff.
I'm Linda from Brockton, and this is my wonderful friend. She came up from Orlando because I told her. I said it's a flea market on steroids.
I'm selling junk, but no, I like to focus on military antiques, industrial. It seems if it's wood, metal, and rusting, that's usually what I gravitate towards.
And how did you start in this business?
Oddly enough, I was a corporate trainer for 15 years in the real world. I lost my job about 5 years ago, couldn't find a job, lost my home, and basically had my world turned upside down with a bad economy. And God is my witness, I was watching one of the first episodes of American Pickers, and my job originally was to teach our sales staff. So I knew the skills to sell, I just didn't know what I wanted to sell.
Yeah, these the cufflinks and the ring you want, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have a pair of sunglasses somewhere.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I'm Malcolm Reese, and I'm from Waitsfield, Vermont. I sell American coin silver and British silver.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
2 years later, this is what I do full-time now. I'm happier than I've ever been at a job. I'm my own boss, so I can only fault myself now and yell at myself, but I love what I'm doing. I don't make nearly as much money, but I'm much happier in life with the schedule that I have and learning every day and just having fun and meeting a lot of great people.
Do you have any advice to give a first-time shopper here?
Advice? I'd like to say put your watch in your pocket and forget about time, but I know everyone, that's really hard to do. There's so much to look at. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't try to do the whole thing. It's like trying to walk the Vegas Strip in one day. Have some good food. Enjoy yourself. People watch because there's a lot of characters. You're going to see just more and more crazy stuff.
Our visit to the Brimfield Flea Market was produced by Mira Sharma. The market will run through this coming Sunday.